Welcome to the Masthead for January 2025, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SEI. SEI depends on you. Support the Siemens Church Institute. Compassion, dependability, integrity. In this issue, January 2025, save the date, Maritime Bell Luncheon, responding to the MV Patrick J. Studdard incident. CMA assists Seafarer with urgent repatriation. ISC Director visits SUNY Maritime for International Education Week. ISC hosted Port Community for 2024 Christmas service. CME Paducah welcomes new simulator instructor. Chaplaincy fostering respect and resolution. The print issue shows a beautiful sunrise on the Ohio River, Paducah, Kentucky. Photo by Evan Brown. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, ABS, Genco, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel. Maritime Bell Luncheon 2025, March 27th, 2025, Houston, Texas. Save the date. Previously known as the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, this event has a new name, but the same commitment to celebrating the maritime community. Join SCI in Houston, Texas on March 27th as we gather to honor this year's Maritime Bell recipients. Feel free to reach out with any questions at 202-709-8057 or via email at mbl@siemenschurch.org. We look forward to seeing you there. Register for the Maritime Bell Luncheon. Ministry on the River, responding to the MV Patrick J. Studdard incident. On December 29, 2024, the bulk carrier Clara B. collided with and sank the towboat Patrick J. Studdard near mile marker 123 in the Mississippi River, close to Lulling, Louisiana. While initial reports thankfully confirmed no fatalities, SCI chaplain, the Reverend Jeff Davis, promptly responded to provide assistance and support. Chaplain Davis traveled to Mongolia Fleeting at mile marker 122, where after receiving appropriate clearances, he met with the crew of the MV Mary Moran for Moran's towing fleet, the vessel that had rescued the Studdard's mariners from the water. He also connected with Magnolia's port captain and staff, offering additional support. Later, Chaplain Davis visited the hotel housing the Patrick J. Studdard crew, assisting with immediate needs and providing emotional support. Spending the day with the crew, he stressed the importance of processing trauma and offered ongoing recovery resources. As family members arrived, Chaplain Davis ensured a welcoming environment and reinforced SCI's commitment to their well-being, should that be needed going forward. Chaplain Davis remained in regular communication with his Ministry on the River colleagues, including Chaplain David Shirk, SCI President and Executive Director Mark Desselhut, and Chaplain Nancy Simpson, who, in a coordinated response, made her way over to check in on the staff at the Studdard's home office in Houston, Buffalo Marine. SCI understands that maritime incidents, even when they don't involve loss of life, may often have far-reaching impacts on mariners, shoreside colleagues, families, and friends. We remain committed to addressing such incidents, which include the ripple effects within the community, whenever and wherever needed, providing holistic crisis response and care when needed. There's a photo included with the print version that shows SCI's Ministry on the River chaplaincy team, the Reverends David Shirk, Nancy Simpson, and Jeffrey Davis, pictured in front of the MV Patrick J. Studdard while it was in port in Houston, Texas, April 2024. Another photo shows the Reverend Jeffrey Davis, SCI's Ministry on the River chaplain for the Lower Mississippi River and Gulf Coast region. Center for Mariner Advocacy. CMA assists Seafarer with urgent repatriation. The Center for Mariner Advocacy, CMA, consistently steps in to defend the rights of seafarers facing unfair treatment. A recent case highlighted this commitment when an Indian seafarer was connected to CMA through the assistance of a local seafarer center. His father, battling lung cancer, experienced a serious decline in health, prompting the seafarer to request early release from his contract to return home and assist his family. However, the company informed him that leaving early would constitute a contract breach, and they would not cover his repatriation expenses. CMA, working alongside local Seafarer Center chaplains and ITF representatives, collaborated to address the issue. They engaged with both the company's representatives and flag state officials, emphasizing the seafarer situation and highlighting potential violations of MLC 2006 standards. This advocacy led the company to reverse its stance, allowing the seafarer to leave without repercussions. This case highlights CMA's critical role as it provides a crucial support system for individual mariners and seafarers who may face a wide range of issues, including abandonment, repatriation, shore leave, injury, illness, living conditions, contract disputes, and immigration. CMA's mission is to stand by their side, providing advocacy and ensuring fair treatment during such challenging circumstances. A photo in the print version shows Phil Shifflin, Esquire, director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, meeting with the seafarer in Port Newark in 2023. International Seafarers Center. ISC director visits SUNY Maritime for International Education Week. On November 20, 2024, Matt Morse, director of SCI's International Seafarer Center, visited SUNY Maritime College during International Education Week to engage with cadets about the mission of the Seamen's Church Institute and the experiences of international seafarers. During his visit, Matt toured the Empire State 7 training vessel, met Captain Morgan McManus, and connected with Pamela Trowbridge, coordinator of international education and student support. Matt and the SCI chaplains look forward to returning in spring 2025 for SUNY Maritime's second annual Empire State the 7th Expo. A photo in the print version shows Matt Morse, director of the International Seafarer Center, opening the first annual Christmas service and celebration on December 18, 2024 in Port Newark, New Jersey. ISC hosted Port Community for 2024 Christmas service. On December 18, 2024, the International Seafarer Center in Port Newark held its inaugural Christmas service and celebration. The event featured a non-denominational Lessons and Carols service with live music, followed by a festive luncheon, all designed to unite the Port Newark community. Attendees included representatives from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the International Longshoremen's Association, the ITF Seafarers Trust, Ocean Network Express, Gemini Shippers, and Mediterranean Shipping Company. The ISC looks forward to continuing this tradition and is already planning for Christmas 2025. If you missed the service, you can view the live stream online. Center for Maritime Education, CME Paducah welcomes new simulator instructor. The Center for Maritime Education, CME, is pleased to welcome Tommy Galvin to the Paducah team as a simulator operator instructor trainee. A native of Houston, Texas, and now a Paducah resident, Tommy brings some maritime experience to his new role. He previously served as mate pilot at Tennessee Valley Towing and is working on getting his Master of Towing endorsement on his license. He has steering experience on line haul vessels navigating the intracoastal waterways in the Western Rivers. We're delighted to have Tommy join our team, said CME Director Captain Stephen Polk. His passion for the maritime industry and strong computer and technical skills make him a valuable addition. We're especially grateful to Captain Amy Arrowwood, Director of the Maritime Credit Program at San Jacinto College, for introducing him to us. Tommy has an applied science degree in maritime transportation from San Jacinto College, which he earned in 2018. His journey reflects the collaborative relationship between CME and San Jacinto's maritime program, both dedicated to inspiring and preparing the next generation of maritime professionals. A photo accompanying this article in the print version shows Tommy Galvin. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Fostering Respect and Resolution, by the Reverend James Colon, Chaplain, International Seafarer Center, Port of New York in New Jersey. From the December Quarterly Activity Report. During a visit on board a ship, I witnessed a conflict resolution meeting facilitated by the captain in the control office. The issue stemmed from an alleged physical assault countered by claims of self-defense within the engine department. While no physical injuries occurred, the incident created a tense and hostile work environment, leaving the crew in that department unhappy and strained. The captain addressed the crew involved, reminding them of the seriousness of such incidents and the ship's strict zero-tolerance policy for workplace conflicts. I was particularly impressed when he said, "We do not want these problems on board. We are all professionals here, and we must focus on our respective jobs." This should have been addressed earlier by the department supervisor. Why wasn't it? His firm but fair tone set the stage for accountability and resolution. At the captain's request, I stepped into the hallway for privacy while the meeting continued. When it concluded, I observed a heartening moment. The two primary individuals in the conflict shook hands, walked out shoulder to shoulder, and even shared smiles. It was a hopeful sign. However, shortly after, the complainant approached me, expressing lingering concerns. While he appreciated the resolution, which included a joint agreement that any future incident would result in immediate dismissal and repatriation, he admitted to feeling unsettled. He shared that repeated intimidation had traumatized him, prompting him to report the issue. As we spoke, two crew members from the galley joined us, sharing their own experiences of discrimination based on nationality. I listened attentively, reassured them about the agreement's safeguards, and encouraged them to report any future incidents. I praised the complainant's courage in speaking up, sensing that his actions had prevented an escalation. Before I disembarked, those I counseled expressed gratitude for my presence, both during the meeting for the solidarity it provided and afterward for being there to listen. We exchanged contact information to ensure they could reach out for follow-up support. I left with a deep appreciation for their courage and a renewed commitment to fostering safe and respectful environments aboard. In service to mariners and seafarers, chaplaincy, crisis response, online learning, simulator training, maritime feasibility studies, legal support, advocacy, policy, oversight, support, the Seamen's Church Institute. From the SCI archive, 75 years ago, the January 1950 issue of The Lookout featured Lieutenant Commander Carl M.J. von Zelinsky, USNR, a well-known figure in our publications at the time and a former Staten Island resident. Zelinsky was renowned for crafting scaled-down replicas of square-rigged ships, including this model of the USS Wasp, 1807, which measured just 27 feet in length. The Lookout referred to the vessel as a brig, though other sources describe it as a brig-rigged sloop of war. In this photo, Zelinsky is shown at the helm of his meticulously crafted replica. The photo in the print version shows the vessel. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors? Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading Company Limited, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, and Tote Group. In-kind sponsors, Seward and Kissel, LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute, founded in 1834. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please subscribe to the Masthead by contacting the Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, United States, and request a subscription form. This has been a recording of The Masthead for January 2025, brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.